what we're partaking of, as they would say. And after a time of silence, without the mic going round, if anybody wants to just give thanks to the Lord for what he has done on the cross, thinking about the song we've just sung, what we're about to do, either in your heart or out loud, it doesn't matter. Let's have a little time of quiet. Lord, I'm reminded of that video we saw a few weeks ago. My sin stopped Jesus' heart. My sin hammered those nails in. But thank you, Lord Jesus, that you died to bring me forgiveness, to bring us forgiveness.
Use me and scarily every aspect of my life and just make me into the person you want me to be. That you might be glorified through me and your light spread to those that I meet. Father, I'm not that good. I'm really not that good to be you out there to people. But you can make me that way. So, Lord, I just pray that you will continue to move and mould me to be more like you. In Jesus, in your own name, I pray. Amen.
Paul never met Jesus in the flesh, but he had personal encounters with the risen and ascended Lord. So he was able to write in his first letter to the Corinthians, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats and drinks the cup in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A person should examine themselves before they eat and drink the cup." And so again, after a moment's silence, as we reflect on those words, I'll say a prayer. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and our fellow men and women in thought, in word, in deed, through negligence, through weakness, and through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry, and we repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Jesus took the bread and then he broke it and he gave thanks and he gave it to his disciples and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Is Dan still with us? No? Yes, he is. And Dave, if you could come and serve the bread. And as usual, we will eat it as we receive it. And then Jesus took the cup and he gave his Father thanks and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." And we'll all drink together when we're served. Thank you. This is the blood of the new covenant shed for all of us for the forgiveness of sins. Let's drink together. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink this cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope that you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and our bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen.